This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we were just talking about gay cruises and queer stuff, right?
Yeah.
But there's a really interesting conversation that we've had.
In my cycle.
Right. And randomly, Shira's
monthly.
We're not going to go back into it. We're on a new page. So we're going to continue this conversation to talk about queerness. But we had talked about offline of like how can cishet people be considered queer. And I think this is coming on the heels of RuPaul's Drag Race, where we're seeing the first, you know, straight, hetero, cishet, like, drag queen who identifies as straight, but is occupying and is cis, and who occupies queer spaces. And there's this really, you know, complicated conversation about, are cishet people allowed to be queer, and what does that really look like? And, I mean, is it possible? I guess, Char, I'll start with you.
So, as someone who does not identify as queer, famously, as
right,
you know.
Right,
That's why in my writing I do queer and trans, because not every trans person identifies as queer, and I happen to be in that number. I do think that cishet people can be queer. I saw a conversation unfolding on Twitter about Betty DeVille and Howard DeVille, who are animated characters from Rugrats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because they go against the norm, and the norm, like, as far as, like, femininity is associated or socialized with womanhood. Masculinity
right.
is associated with manhood.
Yeah.
That is how our society is structured. So even if they are cishet, if the woman is the more masculine one and there's an effeminate man, but they're heterosexual, I would consider that a queer relationship. Because it's not necessarily the quote-unquote norm.
Well, I can't speak to this because I don't consider myself... Well, queer also, and
I just spoke to it.
Y'all are both straight women.
But I'm what I would say is my thoughts in general is like if your relationship or how you relate to your sexuality and you identify is outside of the binary, then I would say you could identify as queer.
Okay,
right.
So, you can be queer in gender, and you
yes.
can be queer in sexuality,
yeah.
and you can be queer in expression.
You can, and so that with that thought process, I think this does answer the question that yes, cishet people can
yeah.
be queer. But I do think there's a part of me that
we've talked about. Oh, sorry, we've talked about what was the actors that have been on the show? The actor
Nico Tortorella.
Yes, but like they
are so fine.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They and their wife.
Mm-hmm.
Or partner. I mean, they're cis, but they're not heterosexual, so they're queer, right?
Okay, so I think what comes up.
Heterosexual? Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I am.
I feel like we're on The View on Zoom.
The delay.
Yes.
No. Sorry. Go ahead,
okay,
Ryan.
So I think what's interesting with this conversation is also I feel like what's missing from it is because the cultural conversation around like. Straightness gets really, it gets really compared in similarities to like cishet white men, and it makes straight people feel like, oh, well, I'm not them, I'm not that person. It makes me uncomfortable to identify with that, right? It makes straightness has been kind of co-opted to mean only, oh, if you are a cishet white man, that
mm-hmm.
means you represent all of these things that feels negative into the culture, right? And I think that is something that for me makes me a little uncomfortable if that is your reasoning behind it, because that means that's a privilege that you can run away from your cishetness in whatever ways to kind of go into a community that cannot shake that. Being queer is who they are
yeah.
in all the ways of them being born. You're running away from something instead of actually I don't know, leading a charge and
redefining
actually, redefining what that means.
Redefining
I have an announcement to make actually today on the show. I'm redefining my straightness.
I mean, but
right
I'd rather people do that instead of saying they're queer because they don't want to be identified as straight because they don't compare. They don't like the what straight means in the cultural conversation.
Okay, so yeah, that's something totally divorced from my initial idea. I just want to point that out.
Right.
As far as like a masculine woman.
But I like and even with the idea of like masculinity and femininity, it's even then when you're talking about like the Rugrat characters on the animated, I'm like, at the end of the day, that's still, you know, if they identify as like cishet, that's not a queer relationship.
I agree.
Because
I agree. I think that can be insulting to someone just because they're like, I just identify
that's
not
just
as
they dress.
Femme. That
no,
means
it wasn't
I'm not in a cishet relationship.
It was not dressed. It was not expressed. That is the core of their behavior. This man, her husband, is effeminate. She is very, very masculine.
They're just like not the typical traditional relationship.
What's the difference
Which
between a
makes it queer.
No, it could just be just not like more outside
sweetie,
the box.
Sweetie. What makes it queer is that literally it is not the quote unquote norm.
Yeah.
That's what makes it queer. But people also have the autonomy to self-identify. So that's not saying that they identify as queer. But someone looking could be, that is a queer relationship because femininity is associated with womanhood. Masculinity is associated with manhood. So when you have
which is a problem in all together.
But that's the
but
Puritan
that's just the way of
Judeo-Christian
like,
nation
no,
we live
true.
In.
That's true. But if you're thinking from a queer, I guess, lens, then you're getting rid of that. You're shaking what that even means because you are existing in a space that fights that norm, that puritanical norm.
But as more and more young people now identify as queer, this becomes normalized, which is a good thing, even though unfortunately a lot of people had to struggle just to survive to claim their queerness, right?
Yeah.
And so you could say, in the way, by it being normalized, it's a great thing, but then there's a bit of a, there, you know, oh, you have the privilege to now join this now that it's more safe, even though it's not
they
fully
They can't control that.
But my thing is, I don't even think young people are defining it as queer or straight. I think they're just existing.
But now,
literally.
Just existing.
Yeah. But
literally.
Now, I would
just
say,
existing.
But now the next, like, people a bit older than them, if you are progressive or evolved, I think you're like, well, yeah, I align. And so there is a bit of a feeling, we've talked about this, that like being straight it's not just boring, it feels like alienating. Almost because it's connected
cis
to
and straight.
Yeah, it's connected to such
that's very
bad,
peculiar.
Like bad stuff.
Yeah,
it can be.
But it's
then
not.
Stop oppressing.
Yeah.
Stop actively oppressing people.
It's as simple as that. You can't. It's like you're like literally like, well, I can't fit into this, so I'm just gonna go and fit into something.
That's
else.
Like Alec Baldwin's wife who threw on her little Chiquita banana.
Yeah, that's a whole
and became all of a sudden. I guess she was tired of being a white woman one day.
Oh gosh.
Like you have the privilege of redefining how the world views cisness. Straightness.
Do we want to keep this conversation going because we have to take a little bit of a
break?
Yeah,
let's do that.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick little break. And once again, y'all, get into the conversation. Literally.
At LGT show.
Clear, and you also have the number, right?
Yeah, 833-77-CALL-Q.
Come on, let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We are back and having a yet another spicy conversation about if you can be cishet, cisgender and heterosexual, can people that identify that way, can they also identify as queer? And I think here's the question that I want to pose as we wrap this conversation up, right? If we are, you know, wishing or wanting the world to be more in equal or inclusive and diverse and all these things, and we're starting to see, like Shira mentioned last segment, that, you know, this next generation is more identifying more as queer, is it one of those things where we're going to have to just end up just being okay with dropping the whole labels of it all and it not even mattering? Like, should we start to entertain that thought process of saying, does this conversation even matter if a straight person, a cishet person, identifies as queer? Does that even matter if we want a world to be more queer and inclusive and diverse?
It's a good question. I think that in a romanticized version of the world, we would be label-less. But I think that labels sometimes... Ooh, getting a call. Sorry if you all hear that. I think that labels, people cling to them. People cling to them because they determine too much. We're literally on a patriarchal, hierarchical society that's set up in a certain way. So people cling to their labels, I think. It's very hard, because especially when you self-determine, you know? Like, when you reject something that's put on you, you then have to, by our standards, replace it with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a pro and con to labels. Like, I think labels, when you have been discriminated against, can be a way of taking your power back, right? And claiming who you are. And that's a beautiful thing. However, the other side of it is it could be creating limitations in the same way of like living life in a box. Like in the end, if we had no labels and we were just like being, it'd be great.
And isn't that a box in itself? Because it's like you're...
The label box.
Yeah, it's like you're inherently still creating the cycle, but it's like you want this utopian world, but that is... literally its own controlled version of the world.
Because don't you dare label yourself.
Yeah.
I think, in that way, I think that we should be more in a place to be free to feel into what we're feeling in that moment, what feels right for us as individuals and celebrate
that. Well, we may not see this promised land, but the generation behind us certainly is already on the way. I don't know what to say. Our generation is in a funky position right now where we're not Gen X, but we're not Gen Z.
Speak for yourself. I'm a crossover.
I feel
like I'm a cusp.
You're claiming
I'm an
it?
Elder.
Yeah, I feel like
we're actually closer.
I feel like I'm
millennials.
I feel like I'm a cusp between a millennial and a Gen Zer, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah, well, millennials, we have the power to determine if we're going to cling to the generation ahead of us or behind us.
Actually, I think we have the power to be the bridge between both generations.
We are, whether we want to or not.
But a lot
of people don't, I think, take that responsibility upon themselves, and they are in the rooms having those conversations.
Are they not taking
the
responsibility because they're running away from being straight?
But here's the thing. So we are going to wrap this conversation up. It was very, very good. If you want to be a part of the conversation, always follow us at LGT Show and message us, comment,
please.
Let us know. And we will, you know, always read it and hit you back up. Well, but what's coming up next year?
Speaking of a generation who doesn't get it, Dr. Phil took on pronouns in his latest show. And let me tell you, it didn't go well. The clip next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.